This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's Xi Jinping has been given another term as president. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reporting.
The ceremonial National People's Congress awarded Xi his third five-year term with a vote of 2,952-0. The outcome was a foregone conclusion for a leader who has sidelined potential challengers and filled the top ranks of the Communist Party with his supporters since taking power in 2012. In October, Xi broke with tradition and had himself named to a third five-year term as party leader. The presidency had a two-term limit, but that was deleted from the Chinese constitution earlier. All of it seen as an indication Xi Jinping plans to stay in power for life. I'm Ben Thomas.
North Korea's state-run television KRT on Friday released photographs of the leaders, Kim Jong-un, watching a fire assault drill before it ordered the military to intensify drills for a real war. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Pyongyang fired a short-range ballistic missile off its west coast on Thursday, South Korea's military said, adding that it was analyzing possibilities the North may have launched multiple missiles simultaneously from the same area. Photographs released by KRT showed at least six missiles being fired at the same time. Kim was accompanied by his young daughter, who has appeared recently in a series of major events. The latest missile launches came as the United States and South Korea prepared to kick off large-scale military exercises known as the Freedom Shield drills next week. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Long-running differences between the Biden administration and Israel over how to stop Iran's rapidly accelerating nuclear program spilled into public Thursday as the U.S. Defense Secretary discussed Tehran's nuclear ambitions. This is VOA News. A barrage of more than 80 Russian missiles and a smaller number of exploding drones hit residential buildings and critical infrastructure across Ukraine. The strikes on Thursday killed six people and left hundreds of thousands without heat or electricity. The largest such attack in 3 weeks also put Europe's largest nuclear plant at risk by knocking it off the power grid for hours before it was reconnected. President Volodymyr Zelensky said the assault that came while many people slept was an attempt by Moscow to intimidate Ukrainians again. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes were in retaliation for a recent incursion into Western Russia by what Moscow claimed were Ukrainian saboteurs. Since last month's deadly quake in Turkey and Syria, there's been lots of attention focused on how the government and emergency responders handled the crisis and the quality and stability of the country's buildings. VOA's Dorian Jones explores whether the media is now being prevented from telling those stories.
Local media like Jin News were at the forefront of reporting on February's deadly earthquakes, highlighting what critics claim was a slow response of the government and emergency services. That reporting, they say, drew unwanted attention from the police, explains Jin News reporter Sema Çalak. She says the police took our press cars and then took us to the police precinct. We were kept there for 3 to 4 hours and were asked, why did you come to the quake zone? According to rights groups, several journalists were detained and equipment was confiscated or even destroyed. The government insists there is no systematic policy against the media.
That is VOA's Dorian Jones reporting. Climate scientists say that the weather phenomenon, which worsens hurricanes and drought, is now gone. EP correspondent Norman Hall tells us more.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and other climate scientists say La Nina has ended after three nasty years of increasing Atlantic hurricane activity and worsening western drought. La Nina is a natural and temporary cooling of parts of the Pacific Ocean that changes weather worldwide. According to NOAA, over the last 3 years, the U.S. has been hit by 14 hurricanes and tropical storms that caused $1 billion or more in damage. Experts say if the globe jumps instead to El Nino, it means more rain for the Midwestern Corn Belt and grains in general, and could be beneficial in other parts of the world, including drought-stricken Northeast Africa. I'm Norman Hall.
There's more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.